Several years ago, when I was working with a psychiatrist and his patients, he was having a rather difficult time engaging a patient. And he said to that patient, "It's about time you stop blaming your parents for all the difficulties in your life." At the time of the prophet Ezekiel, there was a belief that a child was punished for the sins of the parent. Ezekiel didn't agree with this. He stated that each individual is responsible for his or her own actions, and he or she alone will have to answer for them. Ezekiel pointed out that we can't hide behind the goodness or the evil of others. Each of us stands before God and is judged accordingly. What Ezekiel was pointing to is the principle of personal responsibility. It is wrong to blame the past for everything. All of us must look into our own hearts, and we will see plenty of blame. Repentance will win us pardon and good life. There is a tendency to take responsibility away from the individual. There is a thrust that someone else is to blame. One's spouse, one's parents, one's environment, one's teachers, even one's own priest. We are influenced by our upbringing and environment. Time must come when we must stop blaming others and accept responsibility for our actions. We have to say that our sins are our own, that I am responsible, I am to blame. God will help me overcome this. If we confess our sins, we have nothing to fear but the mercy of God. This is where today's story of the two sons is quite relevant. One son gave his word that he would go and work in his father's vineyard, but in actual fact, he didn't go. He probably said to himself, "They'll get on without me." This is a total abdication of responsibility. The other son, on the other hand, initially refused to go. Later in the day, he reflected on his decision, thought it was wrong, and decided to make it right. This is someone who took responsibility for his life. This son had a conversion, a change of heart. A change of heart is deeper from a change of mind. A change of heart is a grace from the Holy Spirit. It comes from God. Change of mind is of the temporal world, self-seeking. All of us are called to conversion. Conversion is a necessary disposition for the entry into the kingdom. All people are essentially good. We need God to touch our hearts with his love and compassion. This goodness has to be awakened and called forth within each one of us as we continue on our journey. This requires us to sit still, pay attention to our relationship with God, from whom all good things flow. focusing on how we are to act, how we are to be with other people, and not to be concerned about divisions that continuously hurt and break apart. So as we continue with this liturgy, let us continue to pray for that continuous call of conversion and our willingness to respond to that call as an act of faith.